Hakeem Jeffries melts down in hallway after Mike Lawler asks why he rejected one-year extension of Obamacare subsidies. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 8, 2025. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, was seen having a meltdown after being confronted on why he rejected a one-year extension of Affordable Care Act, ACA, or Obamacare, subsidies. In a video posted on X by Liz Elkind, a reporter for Fox News, Jeffries and Representative Mike Lawler, RNY, are seen having a heated back-and-forth argument over Jeffries' rejection of legislation to extended ACA subsidies for 1 year. "We got a one-year extension, why don't we sign on right now?" Lawler can be heard asking. "Let me ask you a question, did you get permission from your boss?" Jeffries asks. "Why don't we sign on right now? You can easily extend the ACA right now," Lawler says as Jeffries speaks over him, referring to President Donald Trump as Lawler's boss. "He's not my boss. Why did you vote to shut the government down? Why did you vote to shut it down? For years, you always lectured about how we need to keep the government open," Lawler continues to say as Jeffries can be heard saying, "Let me ask you a question. You're making a show of this to make yourself relevant," Jeffries says, adding that Lawler is embarrassing himself. Lawler continues to point out that the legislation is a clean extension for 1 year. As Jeffries questions Lawler about him having voted to support President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill. "I voted for a tax cut bill that gave the largest tax cut to Americans in history, including, by the way, the average New Yorker getting a $4,000 tax cut," Lawler says, and then proceeds to ask Jeffries if he is against that. Jeffries again informs Lawler that he is embarrassing himself. As Lawler continues to talk, Jeffries tells Lawler that he is not going to talk to him and talk over him because he doesn't want to hear what Jeffries has to say. "So, why don't you just keep your mouth shut?" Jeffries can be heard saying. As the argument continues, Jeffries questions why Lawler is there, and Lawler tells Jeffries he can pass an ACA extension. "I voted for a clean CR, to keep the government open and funded. You voted to shut it down," Lawler says. "You're embarrassing yourself right now," Jeffries says once again. "Leader, with all due respect, you're the one who actually voted to shut the government down," Lawler responds back. Hakeem Jeffries melted down after I confronted him about shutting down the government and refusing to sign on to a clean extension of the ACA subsidies for 1 year, Lawler wrote in a post on X. Oh, and he wouldn't condemn it, Zoran Mamdani, blaming the Jews for October 7. The confrontation between the two lawmakers comes after Jeffries rejected legislation that would have extended ACA subsidies until the end of 2026, as they are set to expire on December 31, 2025. On Breitbart Fight Club, it was explained how Democrats shut down the government over the looming expiration of the ACA subsidies. Breitbart News has explained on the Breitbart Fight Club how Democrats shut down the government over the looming expiration of Enhanced Affordable Care Act, ACA, or Obamacare, subsidies. The subsidies were first enhanced through the Biden-era $1.9 trillion coronavirus stimulus plan, formerly known as the American Rescue Plan. Democrats continued these subsidies through the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. The enhanced subsidies will expire on December 31, 2025. While Democrats have argued that the loss of enhanced subsidies will result in the widespread loss of Americans' health care, Michael Cannon, the director of health policy studies at the Cato Institute, has described them as Obamacare subsidies for the wealthy.